We're back! Happy New Year, everybody! Jose Tabuada, Sam Pierce, and welcome to the first episode of 2014 of After the Count. Sam, we're back!
And we're better than ever.
No,
another Eric Bischoff.
No power outage. Right?
No Ford Fiesta.
Not that they don't have a horrible car, but we don't have that anymore. We're back in our radio room, we're back in our seats, we're back at our desk.
I mean, the Ford Fiesta, very luxurious vehicle, very comfortable to record in. Nonetheless, much happier to be recording in our traditional studio today.
3 weeks at the Royal Rumble. It's a great way to start off 2014. You know, we've had a good break. I don't know about you. I know I did.
My break was consisted of watching Battleground six times, Night of Champions
times.
Probably three times.
Well, you saw it six times?
Yeah. Actually, yesterday I bought the Hell in a Cell 2013 DVD, so I now own the complete Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan trilogy for the WWE Championship.
I can't believe you.
Very excited about that.
Now, not only that, you saw something live.
Yes.
And by live, we mean wrestling.
Yes. The WWE Holiday Tour.
Yeah, but it came to Toronto. I was in Ottawa, so I missed it completely.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it was great. I mean,
it was good, although questionable decision to hold a house show on the same night as a live Monday Night Raw. I mean, that...
And it's the funny thing is, that was a huge Raw in regards to how you wrap up the year.
Because it was a big Raw, yet we had the house show had more talent than the Raw did.
I'm not referring to the talent. I'm referring to literally... How the WWE ended that night, of course, with Daniel Bryan joining the Wise, which to this day sucks. I'm frustrated.
Well, we don't know where it's going to go. I mean, is Daniel Bryan going to try and destroy the Wyatt family from the inside out, similar to how Cena tried to destroy the Nexus from the inside, he did successfully.
But for now, he is in full Wyatt gear. He is on the family, and... Mm-hmm. That's how you kick off 2014. So, yeah, we are back. So, we're going to break this down through. So, we're going to break off with actually some not really breaking news, but sort of breaking news as if we just heard moments ago. We're going to kind of tie into like a small segment. We're going to talk about Raw. And then after, we're going to talk about the biggest announcement from last night, which is I am so angry that it's available in late 2014.
I'm excited, but I'm also pissed at the
annoyed.
Same time.
We'll get into that.
It's a love-hate thing.
So we're going to kick this off in regards to Divas. And no, not the total Divas, but the actual Divas that we like. And I don't know if you guys heard, like last night, Wednesday, January 8th, we found out that Mae Young has been taken off life support. We know how she was in the past couple of years, like the one diva you don't want to mess with, the one diva you don't want to get with.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, she was part of the WWE family, and to hear that is unfortunate. I mean, we lost Fabulous Moolah a couple of years ago, and, you know, it was a matter of time, but the breaking news is that we found out this morning, this Thursday morning, January 9th, she is alive, and that is amazing to hear.
There was a false statement, excuse me, she had passed, but moments later there was an update sent out saying no, Mae Young is still alive. She is obviously in bad condition, but she is still alive.
Now, maybe it might not be a necessary false statement because, I mean, think about it. When you hear the terms taken off life support, I mean, it is obviously expected that she passed or anybody passes, rather. So, I mean, it is this nice little relief to hear that she is still battling, but at the end of the day, you'll never know. Maybe we could lose her at the end of the day or in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, she's a great trooper.
It is unfortunate. A lot of divas look up to her as
the original diva.
Yeah,
the original one.
Yeah, she is definitely a lot of people's drive to become a WWE diva.
Yeah, she's
and it'll be a huge loss for the
industry.
And
you know she's a trooper. I mean, you know that she is so tough. If she's not going to go down. She's not going down without a fight. So, May, our thoughts and prayers are with you and with the WWE family as well. I know they're going through a tough time with this. So, as a WWE fan, speaking on behalf of us WWE fans, we wish her nothing but the absolute best. And of course, that guy talks about like what kind of divas have been as like came out of that. You know, I mean, of course, another big recent news that Caitlyn is leaving the WWE. Another good talent leaving. Kind of sad because that means we're stuck with more total divas.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlyn didn't have much going in terms of her development over the past few months. Ever since she lost the belt to AJ,
right?
There hasn't been much going on with her. And, you know, we don't know for sure, but we read a few things about a few storylines that were discussed and never really came to fruition for her. Here's the thing. AJ is at the top of the Divas division. Right. There's nobody even close to her. Of course, it'll be a huge loss for WWE not to have Caitlyn because their Divas roster is already so limited. Yeah. But they're looking towards new Divas brought in by Total Divas.
Now, what's cool about this is that it's not a release. It's not like a fire. It's simply contract ending. I'm going to part ways, which I think is classy, which I think is, you know, responsible, because obviously you don't want to hear release.
No, it is on her
things,
terms.
Right?
WWE.
That's amazing.
They did not want her to leave.
Of course, I mean, she's not one of the only great divas that we had in the past. And yes, we're going to go down this list. I mean, look at all the divas that we had. Again, not mentioning anything that's labeled Total Diva. Eve, Dawn Marie, Candice Michelle, Mickie James, Lita. You put Chyna in this?
I love Chyna.
Can
we put Vicky on this list too? Does she count as a diva? She wrestled a few times. Obviously, Vicky and Chyna would be my two favorite divas of all time. If I had to...
Oh, sweet Murphy.
I'm declaring it right now. Two favorite divas.
And the next three names that I have here are clearly a lot better. Stacy Keibler, Tori Wilson, Trish Stratus. And you're saying Vicky and Chyna?
Those ladies are not half the woman that Vicky is. Or Chyna.
Oh, my God!
I mean, I don't know why you're so surprised.
Karma, Victoria...
Karma's also in my top three of most attractive divas, for sure.
Ivory, and of course, remember her run with the Right to Censor.
Oh, yeah.
I will not.
She faced Chyna at WrestleMania for the. She fought Chyna.
She did fight Chyna. At 17. Okay, I have to give you. Chyna had a cool entrance at WrestleMania 17.
Was that when she, like, blew the fireworks?
The cannon, and she shot all those green fireworks. The only really reason why she's remembered is Armageddon 1999. Man, of course, I think that's where. King really emphasized puppies. Luna, really? Wait, Luna, but the crazy one, right?
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Layla, Michelle McCool, Melina, Beth Phoenix, AJ. There is no more, I don't think.
There's, those are just the ones that I thought off the top of my head. Melina was okay in the ring once she got going. I mean, and she was a good manager for Eminem as well, eh?
Oh, I think that's what she's really known for. That her singles, not as much, but as the manager. Oh, yeah.
But she was Divas and Women's Champion, I'm pretty sure. She won both of the titles.
That's right.
But then Michelle McCool beat her to unify them, I think. I mean, that's the thing. You look at all these great divas in the past compared to today's Divas division, there really isn't a whole lot going on right now. It's just a different approach to the Divas division right now with Total Divas.
Yeah, it's not good for
wrestling.
You look at all these from the past, and it's like, whoa, it's... And of course, a lot of these are remembered outside of the PG era, which is probably the biggest reason why we remember them the most, which I'm not complaining about, for the record.
Remember the heel Divas, like... faction with Candice Michelle, Tori Wilson,
I
and Victoria.
Barely do.
And
I
Tori Wilson
barely.
Always came out with her dog, with her puppy,
That's right.
and her puppies.
Well played.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean, all these were inspired by Mae Young. That's why we kind of dedicated to like divas that we loved.
Mae Young better than all of them, nonetheless.
Of course, there were times where like you know she should have been a little bit more less discreet. Can we say that?
I bet the Dudleys regret powerbombing Mae Young off the stage to the table.
Yeah, I bet they regret. I bet they regret. You know, accepting that booking decision. But at the same time, though, it kind of shows again.
What an amazing worker Mae Young was.
Exactly how much of a trooper she is. She took an RKO from.
Oh, my God.
That was probably this Moolah from Randy Orton. I forgot. One of the other. She probably did anyways.
Both of them. They did so many amazing things that a lot of divas wouldn't necessarily agree to. Obviously, it's something we wouldn't see in today's modern day WWE.
Yeah.
But the fact that they agreed to that stuff is mind blowing.
And a powerbomb to this day. I mean, most the stages back then were a lot higher, if I'm not mistaken, than they were today.
They were higher, yeah, for sure.
So, with that being said, shall we get to the review of our first Raw of 2014? And it started off nicely. Old school.
Yeah, the old school episodes.
I love old school. It just makes me smile so much.
It was less than a year ago that we had our last old school episode. Right. So I was like, okay, maybe they're bringing it back too quickly. Of course, but they weren't.
I just want to point out before we go on to the review, this crowd, well, if this was in Toronto, if we had an old school Raw, this crowd would go nuts.
Yeah, the crowd in Baltimore wasn't great.
Goodness,
to be
because there were, how many legends were there? And I know, like, even I was watching TV, I'm like, oh my goodness. And,
I mean, obviously, Sky Too Hotty is a legend.
Let's break this down. So, the Usos and Rey Mysterio, guys, defeated Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, and Daniel Bryan.
Why? I mean, here's the thing. Are they good? The fact that the Wyatt family lost with Daniel Bryan makes me think that maybe they're going to go down the line of, you know, Bray Wyatt realizing, hey, maybe Rowan and Harper aren't the strongest members of the family. In fact, Daniel Bryan is, because it was Luke Harper that ended up taking the pinfall when one of the Usos rolled him up. And I mean, at first, I was like, oh, my God, how do you not have Daniel Bryan win in his new role?
Exactly.
To make him look
good? I was just about to bring it up. I mean, you put him in a new role. You kind of enter 2013 in a shocking way, WWE-wise, and you start
off. And then
off,
they lose to the Usos, mind you.
I mean, this was pretty much picking up where we left already. Join the family, get in the match. First thing of Raw, and you get that. So it's disappointing.
Well, it's not your typical approach. And I don't think this is just going to be Bryan and the Wyatt family straight up heel. It's going to take a twist. What that twist is, we'll just have to wait and see. But, I think it's interesting. And I think you're still going to get yes chance with Wyatt, with D. Bryan and the Wyatts.
I don't think so. Have you seen the no chance that started the last night?
Well, yeah, but they're fighting for him.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
The
funny thing is, like, we've been talking about for a while now the Royal Rumble, and hopefully he wins the Royal Rumble. And in fact, like, if he enters at number one, he takes it because it's overdue for somebody to win at number one.
Yeah.
Now,
in the promo.
With this, it's. Before I go on, sorry. Okay. With this, it's like, I don't see that. I see him entering as maybe number 20 and then blowing it.
Well, I don't see him. I think if they're doing this Wyatt family story, yeah, I don't see him winning. But have you noticed in the promo, oftentimes, you know, in Royal Rumble promos, I've noticed that the last guy they show in the promo often wins the Rumble. That was the case in 2009 when Randy Orton was the last guy in the promo and he won. This year,
Cody Rhodes was in the last one in the promo.
Sorry, not the one where they're doing the speed dating.
That is awesome. By
hilarious commercial. I like Orton's one. Here's a skull.
That's another skull.
Another skull right
and
there.
And it's a skull here.
I had a mustache. It was a nice one. this year, in one of the promos promoting the Rumble match, CM Punk was the last one saying he was the one.
Ah.
Which, honestly, Punk has never fought Orton for the title in this new authority regime. And from day one, that was my first thought, was that Punk was going to fight Orton. But now that Batista's coming back in the Rumble match, there are a lot of rumors going around that Batista will be the one to win and fight Orton for the title.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Too predictable for that to happen. For him to return, have a huge return, and win, it's just so generic.
Not that it's predictable, but it kind of ruins everybody's, like, it would ruin it. Think about it. I mean, you know, I mean, yes, it was leaked. Yeah, I mean,
which is the only reason we know he's coming back.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Like, if it wasn't for Las Vegas, we would probably be surprised come January 26th and have him enter in the Rumble.
Right.
For
instead
sure.
He's coming back a week earlier.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have returned that 20th and say, I'm coming in the Rumble.
No.
He would have popped up as an appearance for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, just because he's coming back doesn't mean he wins a Rumble, you know? I mean,
no. Yeah,
we've seen it in the past. Edge comes back at 27, wins it. We've seen who else came back and won the Rumble.
Triple H came back from injury in 2002.
But he didn't.
It wasn't a surprise.
He returned, and then he said, I'm entering the Rumble. And then, oh, wait. Okay,
it wasn't a surprise.
Similar, yeah. Apart from that, I mean,
here's the thing, though, with let's talk about Brock Lesnar returning now, if we can segue into that.
That's like half the Raw.
Yeah.
But it's okay because the other matches suck anyways.
He wants the winner of Cena Orton for the WWE title. And they going to do heel versus heel, have Lesnar versus Orton?
They wouldn't do it.
So does that mean Cena walks away with the belt in the WWE title rematch at the Royal Rumble?
Maybe.
I assume Lesnar, if Lesnar says he's getting the shot, you know? they're not going to tease that and then not do it.
I don't
Unless,
know. Again,
here's the thing. They could do Lesnar versus Orton if it takes place on a Raw.
Again, like I said, like I mean, everybody wants Punk or Daniel Bryan to have Batista, to have Brock Lesnar. It just ruins everything. I feel like it's going to set up to be an all. Sorry, I have a horrible something with my throat. I feel like it's just going to be a really bad Mania if that happens, or like the build up to Mania. It's just not what we want, right? I mean, it's the 30th anniversary. You got to give people what they want.
Yeah, I would like my two choices would be Punk or Bryan to win the Rumble, but I wouldn't. I mean, if Batista came, I wouldn't hate it. I don't hate Batista. I just think it's like an easy way out of the Rumble, you know. To have it, I just think the finish of the Rumble, coming back, is going to be boring.
I mean, I love exactly. I love Batista, but his title opportunity should come maybe, you know, Money in the Bank.
Batista can't win Money in the Bank. He's too big.
Not necessarily being in the Money in the Bank ladder match. Like, have a match at Money in the Bank.
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah.
Money in the Bank ladder.
Well, I mean, Big Show is in Money in the Bank, but he was so slow and he couldn't climb the ladder. But he had that really fat ladder.
yeah, guys. Big E Langston and Curtis Axel. Beats Axel. And
Ryback was hilarious on commentary. He actually said something.
Now, in your opinion or in everybody's opinion?
Probably only in my opinion, gotcha. Because I'm a huge Ryback mark. But Ryback said something about putting a bra on Big E Langston. Obviously, he does have a very large pectoral area, and Ryback wanted to express that by telling Big E Langston to put a bra on that guy. And I thought that was hilarious. I mean, you should put a bra on that guy. Jesus. Nonetheless, Ryback was kind of teasing that maybe he wants a shot at the IC belt.
It'd be nice.
Obviously, he's not a WWE title contender anymore.
Nope. He hasn't held that title, no? I don't think he has.
He's never held a title.
No.
Considering how dominant his character once
was.
Yeah,
and I mean, he's been in title matches, but...
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like I've said a bunch of times about dominant characters in WWE, overly dominant gimmicks never work in WWE because they're never willing to put them over guys like Cena, Punk.
Look at Brutus Clay, at Ryback.
Exactly. It doesn't work in the long term.
Big Show back
Even
in
the... Kane.
Kane is the biggest example.
Kane never won a thing.
But apparently, Kane was always generous and said, no, let him go ahead. That was always the biggest rumor when I was younger.
I mean, he's had one hell of a career. But now you can see. I saw him wrestle at the house show in Toronto. It was pretty weak. He faced Big Show in a cage match.
Yeah.
It was pretty weak.
That bad, huh?
Nonetheless, Big E Langston defeats Curtis Axel.
Yep.
And Ryback teased. He might be the next number one contender. I'd love to see that. Ryback rules. Ryback all the way.
Yeah. Okay. Del Rio... Is back.
Yeah, Del Rio's back. Actually, this was another match I saw at the house show, except Sin Cara beat Del Rio at the Toronto house show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this time on Raw, Del Rio defeats Sin Cara, so I guess they're starting to build up Del Rio again after being off TV
And then he gets cuts a promo on Batista.
Yeah, basically saying he's going to like eliminate him from the Royal Rumble. I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen. Obviously, it's going to be the other way around.
Unless, you know, that sets up a Batista Del Rio WrestleMania.
I mean, that'd be okay.
That's what I prefer.
Right? It wouldn't be great. I don't like Del Rio. I still don't like Del Rio. He's okay. You sick?
Yeah.
Are you getting me sick, bro?
We'll find out in a couple days. Where are we now? Rhodes and Goldust defeat Real Americans. Again, another... I mean, now... This is overused.
Here's the thing. This has been one of my complaints overall every single year when WWE is building up towards the Royal Rumble. Since you have a lack of singles and tag team matches because there's so many guys in the Rumble match and it takes so much time, a lot of the matches on Raw and SmackDown leading to the Rumble are rematches, generic matches, stuff we've seen a lot of times before with not a whole lot of story behind it. Just because you would only have four or five matches on the Royal Rumble because it's a one-hour match.
Because it's a one-hour match, yeah.
Nonetheless, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, obviously two of the best performers in WWE right now.
Yeah, you got that.
What is that?
I don't know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, at this point, can you say number one contenders for the title match at the Rumble?
What, Real Americans?
Yeah. Because, I mean, look, Usos are going against the...
next week, Usos Wyatt. Are fighting Bryan and Bray Wyatt.
Again?
Yeah, no, but it's Bryan teaming up with Bray Wyatt. It's Daniel Bryan teaming up with Bray Wyatt instead of the Rowan and Harper won't be involved.
Yeah.
I don't know who the number one... That's the thing. Yeah, Cody Rhodes and Goldust are amazing wrestlers, but they haven't really had a real title feud, have they? It's just been matching up against random guys.
And it's the same random guys. It's like they're on a rotation. That's what I'm saying.
They need to build up more tag teams.
Exactly.
They have a lot of them, but they only use a certain handful.
That's why I'm saying this is being overused. You know, you got to build that feud. Khali and Damian Sandow with Sergeant Slaughter voted by the WWE app by the fans to be the guest referee.
I voted for Arn Anderson.
I don't know what that sound is.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't know. Man, it's freaking we're having a bit of a sound problems here. Yeah, I mean, and then Sergeant Slaughter starts dancing. That was odd. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody really wanted to see another Great Khali versus Damian Sandow match. And poor Sandow that he has to job to Khali here. He did beat him last week. Obviously, Khali's shoulders obviously not on the mat for the three count. Nonetheless, it set up this rematch on Raw.
Slaughter dancing. That will not sink in. Slaughter was dancing.
Just give Sandow something better to do, please. He's not a joke.
And please don't make a sergeant dance.
No, never again. There was a Divas tag match up next. With a surprising result, Oksana and Alicia Fox defeated the Bell Twins. Is Oksana getting a push? And I think she is.
She got the pin. She got the pinfall.
Past couple of weeks, she has some beef with Nikki Bella because she obviously she made Nikki bleed a week or so ago on Raw. And now Oksana continues to dominate the Bellas by pinning her in the tag match here.
That is not a problem.
I don't like Oksana very much.
Really?
I do not find her attractive.
That's...
Although she does have the, like sexy music.
There we go.
You know, like, oh yeah, baby. She should have Godfather as her manager. That'd be sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Not the Goodfather.
The Godfather. That's the one from the right to censor.
Actually, Goodfather is, you know, I look up to Goodfather.
What?
Yeah, never mind.
We all hated the Goodfather.
I love the right to censor. People should follow the rules.
Oh, okay.
I live in a world that is led by Stevie Richards, Bull Buchanan, China, Vicky.
It wasn't China.
Karma.
Oh,
I'm just throwing in, but nonetheless, Stevie Richards and my favorite wrestler of all time, Bull Buchanan.
I have a really shocked face right now, guys.
Man, you got to admit, Bull Buchanan was awesome.
Yeah, he was a beast, but... It's the right to censor.
And the Goodfather.
That had to be one of the worst annoying theme songs I've ever heard in my life.
Honestly, I was always so scared of it when I was a kid because it sounded like the fire alarm. And when I was young, the fire alarm always really freaked me out because it was so loud, you know?
Warning.
And I would always have to mute the TV.
Warning.
When the right to censor.
For the next one, for those that follow us on Twitter, you might have noticed there was a different tweeter at this match at this time, as in like the tweets exploded because it was too cool defeating the three-man band. Thank goodness. You know, it's funny. My cousin called this. My cousin joined this wrestling group, and it pops up on my feed every now and then. And he said, what if Too Cool faced three-man band?
Oh, really?
He literally called it. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. They came out. I was dancing. I was, like, tweeting on the After account. So sorry if I flooded your Twitter feed. But I don't even regret that because Too Cool was too cool. And when the worm came on, oh, my. The only thing that was disappointing, no stink face.
No, Rikishi was not wearing the proper attire, the proper...
I don't think it matters about the attire, man.
Underwear, I would guess, to apply the stink face. You got to get maximum butt cheek in the face, and that would not be possible with Rikishi's leather pants that he was wearing.
That's leather, though.
It's leather. I mean, he could have just farted in their face, and that would have worked, too. But I don't think...
Nonetheless... They all looked amazing. Grandmaster sexy.
They didn't want 3MB to job that much. Okay, you got to draw the line. 3MB.
I'm sorry. Have you not seen the WWE 2K14?
Yes.
Entrances and finishers. Almost all of them are three man bands. The DLC entrances come out, and they still job to the three men.
Oh yeah, there was a new DLC pack the other day.
Yes, the legends: Dusty Rhodes, Ravishing Rick Rude, Virgil, Bruno Sammartino. Forgot the others.
Obviously, the best one is the NWO pack.
Yeah, of course.
Pick it up for $7.99 or $8.99.
Season pass. Yeah, so Too Cool. Great to see them again. They were dancing, having a great time.
Yeah, really, it's
in my opinion, the highlight of the show. Actually, no, I lied. That was not the highlight of the show because the next match, the ending was the biggest highlight. Sam, cover it.
Yeah, we had our much-anticipated main event between Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Would Roman Reigns be able to prove that he was the strongest member of the Shield like we all say he is? And drumroll, yes, he was able to prove.
That spear is so deadly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to call this out now. It's better than Goldberg's and Edge's.
I don't know about that.
No. Like, that guy can deliver a spear.
Yeah, no, it's pretty epic, nonetheless.
It literally looks like he can break ribs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, does a lot of damage to the competitors in the ring. They're willing to sacrifice it all for glory in the WWE.
Reigns defeats Punk. Of course, New Age Outlaws was by Punk's corner, but it wasn't that. It was the music that hit at the end of the match. And out of nowhere, one last legend surprise, one that we haven't seen in literally years, Jake the Snake.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he lives with DDP. So I think when DDP came, he was like, hey, Jake, you want to come? And he was like, hell yeah, I want to come.
And it wasn't just that, but it was special because, like, as we haven't seen him in a long time. A friend in my program, in my block at school, a raw moment. I agree with what he said. I mean, it was amazing.
And he did his signature,
snake,
putting the snake onto Dean Ambrose after the match, and Dean Ambrose was laughing.
He was smiling, and apparently Dean Ambrose looked up to Jake the Snake, so it must have been
a great moment for him too, you know?
The snake and everything's like, you know.
He was smiling, he could not get over.
And
I mean,
in fact, like, I heard somebody whisper, PG, Jake, PG.
Oh, really?
So it could have escalated more than
Yeah, no question. Yeah, he lived in the good old days when it was not PG. Nonetheless, though, great moments and the show. And I don't want to spoil anything for SmackDown. But all I'm going to say is there is a very intriguing six-man tag bout on SmackDown in which I encourage you to tune in to see the return of two performers in the ring whom you may have seen in the main event of Raw. That's all I'm saying.
Wait a minute. I don't know this. Okay.
We'll talk about it after the
show. I miss saying this. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I gotta give the thumbs up. I give a thumbs down to the crowd. Most American cities are awful.
If Toronto got this old school Raw, we would. If it was in September, we would have lost it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
We love our legends. We love our heels. We would have freaked.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto would have been a great.
No, crowd. I watched this entire Raw 3 hours live in my living room.
I only got the last hour again.
Yeah.
I need water in here. My goodness. Go on.
Yeah, you sound very sick.
It's the dry throat.
Dry throat.
But we're still dedicated. It's like the third week in a row we're trying to prove how dedicated we are to the show. Thumbs down to the crowd, thumbs up for the show.
Yeah, no question. And thumbs up for Roman Reigns proving he's the strongest member of the Shield, but I agree. We all knew from day one.
Thumbs up. Could be, I don't know if it's one of the better old schools that they had. I mean, Mark Henry coming out in his original attire in the first one was hilarious.
Yeah, the one I went to in Buffalo was really good.
Oh, that's right. You went to an old school Raw. I forgot.
We had the Undertaker.
Return.
Yeah, Undertaker Return. Yep. We saw Triple H. We saw The Rock. That was a pretty epic one. The one in Buffalo that I went to. They're all good, though. They're all entertaining. Keep them coming, you know? I would be down for like two old schools a year. Yeah. That'd be more than that. It may not be special anymore. But two a year would be sweet.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up, just because. It's trying to.
Do you want to go get some water?
No, we'll leave it. Just thumbs up because, like, you know, great overall. Thumbs down because it doesn't set up what we want for the Rumble. I mean, six, seven weeks from TLC is a lot.
Yeah.
The only really build up that we got was.
But that's the thing.
The title,
yeah,
match, which nobody cares about again.
Which title?
Cena Orton.
I just think it's not their main focus. It's obviously not their main focus for the Rumble.
It should have been.
But I think it'll be a good match. win by grabbing the tight. One man is going to look bad at the end of this match. No one interferes. No DQ, no countout. There must be a winner.
Oh, jeez. Well, I did not know that. Okay.
Someone's looking bad at the end of this match.
I'm just saying, like, I just wish there was a bit more build-up for the Rumble. Because now we're going to be down to 2 weeks.
Well, they're going to turn it on full throttle, I think. I think, starting this Friday,
SmackDown's
they're going to
turn
it on. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, that was our Raw review.
Lots of big things on SmackDown this week.
Indeed. And pun intended.
you gave it away.
What do you guys think? Tweet us at After The Count. Follow us on iTunes. After The Count. We're there. AfterTheCount.net. to see our old episodes or listen to our old episodes and see what you guys
think. A lot of funny moments in our old episodes. Like that time I got mad about Kane and I swore.
That was 2013.
That was 2013.
This is 2014.
This is the new After the Count.
And of course.
You can call this the New World Order of After the Count, brother.
We're not doing that.
Oh, okay.
Now, not only are we kicking off 2014 with this, WWE is kicking off 2014 with a huge, huge groundbreaking announcement. Sam, do a drum roll on the table. And stop. The WWE Network. And Sam, this is so exciting. This is like so much more than we expected. I mean, it was announced in 2011. They're finally doing it. The countdown has gone till February 24th, the announcement of it. We don't get it until late 2014.
Expected.
That was the bleep. It's
expected. They're going to launch an American product in the States first just to test it out.
Yeah, but I mean, keep in mind you have international, right? It's like,
Can't. Okay. It's launching Feb 24th in the States.
Yep.
I assume it's going to do very well considering all the excitement on Twitter and social media last night. It's an amazing platform. The live programming, the on-demand library, and probably the biggest thing of all, the biggest money saver, all 12 pay-per-views for $10 a month?
That's amazing. Your
pay-per-views cost over $600 to watch all of them in HD a year.
There was actually they actually like gave the graph there, $750.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
I mean, you've been spending $750.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
You know what we could have done with the $750?
What?
Buy DVDs.
Well, I do that too.
Okay, then.
I spend a lot of money on wrestling.
So, yeah, so the fans are saving huge. And so that's why I think it's the best steal anybody can ever get. And deal. But, I mean, I don't know where do you start with this? I mean, it was like, you get the old WCW, ECW pay-per-views.
That's a really big deal. The WWE library is worth so much. There is so much
$9.99 is not worth all that, but $9.99 is worth it for us.
You know what I mean there? Like, they could have charged a lot more and it would still be worth it. It's $9.99 with a 6 month.
I feel like they could have charged to a certain extent.
I spend probably
can we say estimated $1,000?
On what? On DVDs?
Pay-per-views, DVDs, shirts.
Well, pay-per-views.
I mean, you're a huge
pay-per-views
fan.
Pay-per-views a lot more than $1,000 because I watch – I rarely miss a pay-per-view and
– there could better be a good reason why you would miss a pay-per-view.
Exactly. Like once I missed a pay-per-view because there was a Jewish holiday, but that's – you know.
Oh.
Really? And I watched it afterwards. I bought the DVD when it came out. I honestly don't think I've missed a single pay-per-view. In the past, like 4 years,
you get the Raw pre-show and post-show, SmackDown pre-show and post-show, and the show itself, the day of, if I'm not mistaken.
After it airs on the television network,
apparently you can watch it on the WWE network as well.
Really?
Yeah, that was another big thing.
Otherwise, like Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, so like the minute it happens, it'll be on the WWE network as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what I heard. There's that NXT is going to be on there.
Superstars.
Main event.
I'm pretty sure I read that Raw main event and SmackDown will still be on their regular channels.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
I'm like 99% sure.
That's
a big moneymaker for them to have them on the TV channels.
A lot of people would tune out of, and it would, the cable companies, at least for us,
yeah,
to
it's
score,
a lot of money, a lot of advertising
here.
Dollars too, you know? So yeah, a lot of original programming as well. We got the Legends House, which is like
that,
Big Brother. With
oh
WWE
my goodness,
Legends.
That looks hilarious. I mean, Mean Gene Okerlund probably must got pissed off a lot.
Oh yeah, big mean time. Gene. That was actually taped like a few years ago. Like they started taping Legends House in like 2011 when they first announced the WWE Network.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure. That's the thing. Like,
there was that.
It was originally supposed to be like a television channel. But they realized that really wasn't going to fly. They couldn't get the rights for it, whatever. And, I mean, the fact that you can get
it... It wouldn't have worked.
No, I don't think it would have worked. I think this is way better.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you can get it on all your devices, on your consoles, you can treat it like a TV channel.
And I got a TV in my room for Christmas. Like, I mean, to have the PS3 set up, to watch WWE programming, anything I want, it's awesome, right?
And that's the thing. You pay the $9.99 a month. You get it on all your devices. All your devices.
iPhone, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, computer... TV, Netflix. What am I saying?
Roku.
What?
Roku. It's like Apple TV but Android.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kind of.
They would try to find something opposite. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's there's so much stuff. And it's really hard to begin. So that comes out February 24th for the Americans. The countdown is there. Cena introduced the countdown.
It will launch right after Monday Night Raw.
And the cool thing about that is their first part of the pay-per-view, part of that subscription, is going to be WrestleMania 30.
Which makes sense. It's a great way to start it off.
It is.
Initially, they said the rumors were that all pay-per-views except WrestleMania would be on the WWE Network.
That would still be, but the fact that it's including WrestleMania, and it's the nuts. First one is going to be WrestleMania.
The value that you get here, it's just all the money we've been spending over the past few years, we're going to save so much money this way.
And not only that, but I think the WWE is going to get more money because of the fans that couldn't spend. Now they can more, bring it in.
I think it's going to be, I mean, they wouldn't do it if they lost money.
For the people in Tokyo, for the people in... And like all Asia, all of Europe that couldn't get now, something like this exclusive, they're going to get it for $9.99, their currency.
Even their currency. Even though Canada's not getting it right away, which it
sucks.
It sucks. It's, I'm sad, but I understand.
It breaks. I don't. It breaks my heart. I'm sorry.
The Canadian flag was the first flag.
It was.
On the list of international countries. So I assume we are the second country to get it. And that makes sense.
I think we have to be.
We're the closest.
Well, yeah, we're next door.
Right next door. We connected.
So, I'm assuming that now when they mean end of 2014, you know, there was no month particular. Normally, end we think September to December, right?
Late 2014, early 2015, they said. I assume it's late 2014.
It has to be 2014. And then people like Tokyo will get a 2015, I think.
Hey, man, hopefully. I hope we get it sooner. You know, I can guarantee you if they're going to continue down this road of having the WWE Network available to us, I will be a WWE Network subscriber for life.
Yeah, I'm definitely on board, too. I mean, like, I don't mind paying the full $9.99. Frank wants to split it between three people, $3.33 each, which is understandable. I mean, you know, like...
It's $10. Just buy it for yourself,
bro.
I mean,
no, it's understandable. Log in, and he can have it on his PC. I can have it on my PS3 at home, and my friend Brian can have it on his computer at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, just support. That's the thing. They give you a good deal. This is the problem with the wrestling industry.
Oh, this will get every
community.
I mean, it's not.
They look for a good deal, and then as soon as they give you a good deal, people already start finding loopholes through it.
It's
you
not.
Know?
I mean, it's not that. I mean, this is going to bring back almost all old fans because it includes content from the past. I mean, like, for example, every Royal Rumble pay per view is going to be up there. Every WrestleMania, mm-hmm. every like WCW and ECW fans.
I'm a huge WCW fan.
They're
going to
get that.
Oh yeah. I don't know if it'll all be available right away. They said they were going to keep adding on-demand content regularly. I don't know.
No, of course. I mean, and maybe that could be a reason why, you know, we could be getting it late. So let the Americans get it first, you know, and as like the months go by, keep adding it on.
So when the launch is here,
we'll get everything. Yeah,
hopefully, fingers crossed.
Because obviously, you know, it is true what you told me last night when you texted me. It is a test run. It is going to be a test run.
Of course, there was that one guy who commented on their Facebook page saying, wow, WWE Network sucks. This is such a waste of money. You can find all the matches on YouTube. Yeah, and like 240p. Like, enjoy watching it with like 6 pixels.
WrestleMania 1 is going to be remastered. Can we get that straight?
This guy's such an idiot. Oh, my God. That's what's wrong. See, they give you a good product. They give you something to sink your teeth into. And right away, people try and, you know, bash it. Wrestling fans complain about everything. Yet they still tune in every night.
This is not one to complain about.
It's ridiculous. If you like the product, if you enjoy it, buy it like any other product.
You know what else is a big thing with this? It's a huge thing. Chris Benoit. Yeah. He's going to be appearing on the WWE Network. In fact, WWE announced that they're going to release a statement before every programming that he's involved in. So, for example, if you're to watch WrestleMania 21 on WWE Network, they're going to have the disclaimer, as a heads up, Chris Benoit is mentioned in this thing. Please keep viewer discretion advised. And I understand that why they would say viewer discretion is advised, right? Because, I mean, this is going to be his first appearance on WWE, something WWE content since his passing, right? And, you know, obviously, you know, kids are going to ask, who is that guy? And, of course, the first thing everybody's going to say is, oh, he was the guy that did the murder-suicide, which it sucks for me to say just right now. So,
I think... Yeah, I mean, of course, if you if you cut everything with Benoit, that's a lot of content.
It's gonna ruin the network, and the fact that they're bringing old WCW pay per views, ECW, ruins the network for sure. So I think it's a great call for WWE to do that. It's a great call that they're moving forward little by little with Benoit, because this is the first time they're unblocking him since then. I mean, of course, when Randy Orton pinned Benoit
SummerSlam
for the TLC. TLC promo, they showed his legs, and everybody was crazy. Yeah. Like, oh my god, it's a rabbit Wolverine's pants.
Yeah, I know, and everyone was freaking out. Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. I think it's been enough time, you know? We can all move on from that.
2007,
now.
seven years. It's great for us WWE fans. I mean, us old pastimes to get him back again. And in a sense, you know, introduce new fans to who he was, and not for what he did, but what he was known for, right?
The good things.
The good things, at least, right? I mean, obviously, you're not going to say murder, suicide. But, I mean, if you're thinking, like, who was that guy? Sorry, I hit the mic. Who was the guy that jumped off the rope? Who's the guy that used to be like Daniel? That is pretty much Daniel Bryan, because Daniel Bryan has very similar moves.
And I'll admit, it's been hard to watch his matches. It's not the same.
It's not. Of course. I mean, of course, the biggest one is the minute I say the biggest one, I'm pretty sure you know which match I'm going to talk about.
I mean, so many are coming to my mind.
There's one in particular that it gets to everybody. You're not going to guess it. WrestleMania 20. And it's his big win and Eddie Guerrero at the end of it all, right? And
of course, that was the match I was thinking about.
Yeah, I mean,
because it was when he won the world title. But
and it's not just winning the world title, but it was the celebration at the end.
When him and Eddie.
It's that tearjerker, right? So it's nice that we can watch WrestleMania 20 on the WWE Network and see that epic ending again, because that was really, that's probably one of the top 10. It's probably one of the top 10 moments of all time at a WrestleMania. So, congrats to WWE for taking the next step.
Huge announcement. Everyone's excited.
Congrats to the WWE for finally launching a network like this. It's amazing. We're excited. We'll be so patient with this. We'll keep doing after the count as we go on and keep our own little count.
That's the thing that they kept saying. It's a great time to be a WWE fan.
It is.
That's what we are, man.
It is.
Yeah, sure. We like to criticize the product. We like to say what's wrong with it, but we also like to say what's good about it. And at the end of the day, man, we're just huge WWE fans.
But before we go on, new logo or not?
I don't love it. But,
if that is the new logo,
because it's so awesome. Because
I mean, the WrestleMania 31 logo, or like at least the thing, had that old network style logo.
Yeah, they might be converting to that as the main logo. Nonetheless, though, I don't care because the WWE Network is too sweet.
All right. So that is the show. Now, before we end the show, I have a surprise for you. I don't want you to panic.
For me?
All right. Cue that drum roll, by the way. I'm going to need that.
This is like a tribal.
It's Unforgiven 2006.
Nice.
Sam has been asking.
Yes.
Three episodes ago, he's been asking me for the 2006 edition of Unforgiven.
Oh, look at that.
He's been asking me to borrow it. It's still in great. Well, still in great condition.
Look at that DVD cover with Unforgiven etched out in blood on John Cena's skin. Oh my god.
We'll tweet a picture of it. But yeah, Sam, you can borrow this.
Thank you. This was the one WWE event in Toronto I did not attend because I was living in Vancouver at the time.
Late fee start next Thursday. Understand?
What is this, Blockbuster?
No, my dad got it for me for my birthday a couple years ago.
Nice. Oh,
yeah,
my
so
God.
There you go. There's the 2006 edition. Extras in 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
So that unedited is footage. Whoa.
That includes just Stratus' retirement, Edge's table spot. So, yeah, I know you want to borrow it. There you go.
Thank
Have fun
you.
With it.
Thank
Bring
you,
it back
brother.
As soon as possible. So I think it's a great way for him to start 2014. And this
I
is
will
our
now
show.
Not be talking to anybody for the next few days.
I got class in 5 minutes.
Shit. Oops.
I got class in 5 minutes. Sam, that's going to kick off. By the way, we have to plan a Royal Rumble party.
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out. We're going to watch it
apparently
together.
It's at my place. I don't know, but that's going to come closer and closer. And I'm going to have like about 6 wrestling fans in there screaming their heads off. That's not going to be pretty. I think I'm just going to give money to my parents to say, have dinner. My friend Brian said that to me.
I think they will be very annoyed with us yelling and screaming during the Rumble.
No!
For like 1 hour? Oh my god.
And like they count, what entry number is that? Mom, it's 21. For Sam Fierce, Jose Tabuada, we will see you next week. It's good to be back. Take care.
Happy New Year.